Ian's World, of course, live from the tennis. And don't forget, if you are listening to SEN, you can get onto the app, tap on the SEN Fanatic tile and hear all the action from Ash Barty and Rod Laver in her second round match today. Jeff, be careful. Jeff's saying, okay, Goss, you got me. I'm going to put a Mozza on Frio to make the eight. One man who I'm sure would agree with me is Seven's main footy man, and that is Mitch Cleary. Good to have him on the line. Mitch, I've made a prediction. I think Fremantle are an absolute living certainty to make the eight. As you can imagine, what happens here at SEN, they come for you if you make a prediction.
Good morning to you, Goss. Yeah, I can imagine people, especially in Melbourne, not agreeing with you all too well. They need a few of these key players to pull their finger out. Where was Sonny Walters in 2021? Yeah. That five, get back to his best. I think they need a few of these guys to stand up.
Yeah, very true. Hey, mate, it was a very interesting morning this morning, and I saw your reports online, and we'll see more on 7 News tonight. Jordan Dugowie was in court, so to speak. What was the development today? And it looks as though, from reading your stuff online and other stuff online, that he will avoid any jail term.
Oh, he's definitely going to avoid jail term, that's for sure. We're all hoping this morning he's going to be wrapped up, but there's a little bit of a miscommunication between Dugowie's attorney acting for him and the prosecutor of the case, just on the specifics of the charge. But it looks like the assault charges and the serious nature of that will be thrown out. I think it's going to be more likely downgraded to a harassment charge. Now they're just working out the specifics of that. Now, Dugowie was asked when leaving the court today, before his next appearance on January 28, for he and his team to go away and work through the next steps and I guess the programs they can put forward to the court that would appease the court for his, I guess, for his sanction. So whether that be community work, education programs, alcohol counselling, those sort of things. That's how I expect it to play out from here, Goss. But definitely Jordan Dugowie will avoid any serious sanction.
Okay, so where does that place his football in 2022, do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So he still stood down indefinitely. That's been dragging on from the moment he committed the moment he was locked up in the States that night of Halloween. So it dates back to the end of October. He's been stood down still from Collingwood at that point. At this stage, he's still stood down. I can't see that changing. The Pies have been pretty steadfast in their view that he's going to be stood down pending the outcome at the courts. Unless something bobs up over the next couple of days, I can't see that changing too significantly at this stage. And it is a buy. I'm at Collingwood training now, and the team, you know, they're all out there learning drills and tactics. Jordan Dugowie's been stood down for the best part of 3 months now, so it is definitely a blow for that footy club as they look to bounce back up the ladder.
I know we're only seeing him on a TV screen and he was doing the court appearance remotely. How does he look?
He looks fine. He looked a little bit frustrated today. I guess that's how I would probably put it in the thing. But as you would, I think he's got every right to be frustrated how long this has dragged out now. He was locked up in late October and he still stood down from Collingwood. From all reports and people you chat to, he's training pretty hard away from the footy club. But, you know, it's like, Goss, you've covered footy for a long time. No matter how much training you do away from the club, that can't be replicated once you get onto the training field and then onto the footy oval. So I think he's going to have to jump through quite a few hoops when he does return to the club. My read on it would be, and this is no specific intel or anything, that he will sort of face some sort of suspension from the Pies to start the year, given he found himself in the situation he did in New York, regardless of the outcome of the court. But I think he will still pull on a Collingwood jumper again at some stage in 2022.
And is it too far to look down to 2023 and beyond?
Well, it's interesting because he's a free agent. So I think that's another factor that must be thought of here is that if he was a contracted player, or if he's a lesser player, we must, you know, put it simply, he may have had his contract ripped up yet. But Collingwood, he's a free agent. So if he does get a lucrative deal at another club at the end of this year, he can command Collingwood an early compensation pick, which, you know, he is an asset. And we must remember that when it comes to the trade and free agency space, players on clubs' books are assets. So Jordan Dugowie, it's a long way to push forward. Unlikely, I would suggest, to be at Collingwood next year, but funnier things have happened. And, a cuddle and, an arm around him at the Pies could change a lot of that.
All right, just before you go, we're going to see your report on 7 News throughout the day, and in particular tonight from 6. Someone on the temper text machine wants to, can you ask, you're the go-to man, Mitch, about Jed Anderson. Has there been any development in Jed Anderson's situation in the second jab?
No, still no update. So still in Darwin, Jed Anderson had his first jab in late December. Had a what he is saying was an adverse reaction to that. Is standoffish now about his second jab. So unless he has that, he won't be able to return to the ruse in any stretch. So check this out only a couple of days ago, Goss, and there's no update on that one.
Thanks for taking our call, Mitch. Always appreciate your knowledge, mate. And thanks for giving us an update on what took place today with Jordan Dugowie and his court hearing. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see it on 7 News tonight.
Thanks, Goss.
Mitch Cleary joining us. We're here for Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy, and the all-new Hyundai Staria load fits in everything. If you've missed any of our interviews today, don't forget, get onto sen.com.au. Download the podcast. We interviewed Justin Langer earlier today, and he had a lot to say about the current situation for his personal situation and also the state of Australian cricket, and confirmed that he said it would be very strange that any of the team players in the Big Bash finals weren't allowed to finish the Big Bash before joining the one-day team for Australia 2 days later against New Zealand. So that was good news for those wanting to know about the white ball progress in players in the Big Bash finals and also playing for Australia in the limited overs. A break. Brett Phillips not too far away. We'll talk all things tennis. Big day. We've got, of course, Ash Barty back on court for round two and Rod Laver Arena. She hits the court at 12:15. This is Mornings.